Missouri River at Brownville, Nebraska, and Rulo, Nebraska, which is right across the river from places like Rockport and Mound City, is still up substantially. In fact, it's still at a record level in the Big Lake area in Holt County. It is falling ever so slightly. I think the new forecast calls for the river to fall just less than a foot over the next 24 hours or so at those locations. Efforts are still ongoing in Atchison County to do a little sandbagging and shoring up levees and protecting things. Holt County has informed us today that by and large they have completed their sandbagging operations, that they've sandbagged all they're going to, unless there's a forecast that comes out calling for the river to go higher.
Any concern about the areas downstream where it appears that it's not going to crest for a day or two yet?
City of St. Joseph and the folks in Buchanan County are still, they're doing some precautionary sandbagging. I've not had any reports of any homes in danger there, at least in the St. Joseph area. Further downstream, it looked like the river crests are not going to be quite as substantial as they were last week, say in the Waverly and Napoleon areas east of Kansas City. Even in Jefferson City, I think it may just be steady for a few days. It's just not going to fall off as fast as one might normally expect after a river flooding sort of event. It's going to be a longer duration event.
Have you been keeping an eye on the weather forecast since I presume that a substantial amount of rainfall could change things up pretty quickly?
Right. Couple of factors going into this. Clearly, the weather pattern over the past couple of weeks has been a big factor. Not so much the rain is hitting Missouri; it's hitting Nebraska and Iowa repeatedly. And I think they had another round of rain last night. And of course, that feeds both the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers. The other factor is just the snow melt and the heavy rains further north in north of South Dakota have filled up many of the reservoirs that the Corps of Engineers has along the Missouri River. And a big concern is a place called Gavin's Point, which is, I believe, along the South Dakota-Nebraska border. And that particular reservoir, at least a week ago, was near a record, if it didn't achieve a record, and so they were having to let some water go off of that, and that is keeping the water levels in the main stem of the Missouri through Nebraska and along the Missouri-Nebraska border and all the way through the state of Missouri. It's keeping the levels elevated, perhaps a little more than would otherwise be expected at this time of year. It's not contributing directly to the flooding, however, it's certainly causing the flooding to stay up, or the river levels to stay up, maybe a little longer than otherwise would be expected.
People who have been forced out of their homes, and I guess there's several feet of water in some of those up around Big Lake.
Right.
Any idea when those people might be able to return home?
That is an excellent question. We don't know for sure when they might be able to return, and we've been in contact with local officials, and they're very concerned about that very issue. Clearly, with water levels remaining where they are, it looks like at Big Lake, I mean, I think it's still rising ever so slightly. The forecast later this afternoon is supposed to be 26.4 by tonight, I guess, by 7 tonight. So it's cresting right now. The fall, however, is, it's supposed to be right at 25 feet. It looks like until, get my calendar out here, until through Saturday.
And what does that mean? In
basically, that the water level, the level right now at Rulo is 26.5 feet on Wednesday afternoon. It's going to be above 25 feet until Saturday, which means that people are going to have a hard time getting to their homes, and officials are going to have a hard time getting back to areas that are cut off because of the high water to really give us good information in terms of what damages have taken place.
What would your advice be to people who live along river communities downstream and are keeping a close eye on this and are possibly fretting over whether or not they are also facing some dire circumstances? Would you tell them just to sit tight and wait, or what?
Clearly, downstream, again, we're kind of talking of areas south of St. Joseph, east of Kansas City, downstream on the Missouri River. I would encourage folks to monitor the river forecast. A lot of that information is available on the website of the National Weather Service, weather.gov. Lots of good information on the current river level and the predicted forecast, and they update that at least twice every 24 hours. If they sustain damage to their home or business, then make sure that their local officials, whether it's the officials at City Hall or the officials at the county courthouse, basically their emergency management directors, become aware of that so that they can capture that information and report it to us to use to see if we can find any additional aid that might be available.
Okay, I don't have anything else. Is there anything I'm missing that you'd like to add?
One thing, I don't think I made this point. We are additionally, in addition to the Missouri River, we are monitoring the activity on the Mississippi River as well. Community of Alexandria and Clark County, I think, well, there's a highway closed. Highway 61 is closed currently between Alexandria and the Iowa state line due to some flooding. There were reports of standing water in Alexandria due to heavy rain, I think, that fell in the last 24 hours. Also, the city of Clarksville in Pike County is doing some precautionary sandbagging. And Clarksville has had, a couple of times where they've done battle with the Mississippi River, a very historic town up there with some historic structures. In 2008, there was a major flood fight effort. I'm not saying the levels on the Mississippi are going to approach 2008 levels, but certainly the folks in Clarksville are taking some proactive action in terms of getting some materials that they might need to protect at least, somewhere around a dozen homes and businesses.
Okay, so that's fairly new, since I believe yesterday when I spoke with Mike, he said that there were no real problems or threats posed by the Mississippi at that time.
Right, and I don't think we expect levels to get to the 2008 levels. I don't think we expect river crest to get that high. However, again, Clarksville just called us this morning looking for assistance with some sandbags, and so we're working that with us and the Army Corps of Engineers to make sure we get them some help.